like show business.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is time for the movie.
And it is good to have you back after
Thank
a little
you.
Bit of a break. A
little bit of a break.
Right, but that's just fine. Those are the holidays and those are other things and we're back to normal now.
Yes.
Well, normal, the documentary we're doing today for Sama is been nominated for Best Documentary.
And I would say of all the documentaries I've ever seen, this is probably the one with the least high-end production values.
For sure.
But there's a very good reason for that. And you can hardly fault the filmmaker for that because it takes place in the middle of Aleppo during the now 9-year Syrian war, civil
yep.
war, but it also takes place specifically and most intently during the 6-month siege of Aleppo before Aleppo was evacuated.
Yeah.
And the other thing I found very intriguing about it, and I don't know if you feel the same, is that it is a rare view of what it's like to live during a war from a woman's point of view.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There are forces here beyond bombs. She has a new baby.
Yes.
They have a hospital that's the only one out of 9 left. Her husband is a doctor. And he is just absorbed in trying to save lives. She is helping, and she also has her own agenda. She wants to film it. It's a part of the resistance. I think she feels that her filming it is yeah, I mean, Assad is just closing in on them.
Assad and the what started out as peaceful revolution in terms of demonstrations and wanting to
yes.
see change
yes.
and wanting to see freedom. It takes place during time what starts as peaceful demonstrations, and then the government or regime, as it's referred to, wants to have none of it because it's a threat to their power.
Yep.
In addition to that element, you've also got then ISIS forces and Russian forces
sure.
taking advantage of the breakdown in society
exactly.
and wanting to exert their power in the region. And I think what this film shows is even though the doctor Hamza and the wife Wad.
And she's also the filmmaker.
And she is the filmmaker here. Clearly have their own beliefs about the revolution and Aleppo and Syria. They really are bearing witness to
yes.
what is happening. And
I mean, they decide to go back to Aleppo.
They
I mean,
do.
I mean, they when everybody else, I mean, without even being conscience stricken, knows that they have to leave. Because the Russians are helping and they're bombing everything, they decide to stay. Incredible. And here she has a new baby, and she knows, and she tells us so many times how she is dooming her baby.
Yeah.
You know, what have I done to you? But yet she can't restrict, they can't, they have that youthful attitude toward
yes.
revolution.
Yes.
Particularly when they're students. And then they become obviously more jaded about it to the point where they have to leave. I mean,
well,
know.
And what happens is after the 6-month siege, I mean, and basically Aleppo, they originally created safe zones for citizens to live in, but in hindsight, those safe zones shrunk and shrunk and shrunk and shrunk, and it makes Hamza's desire to have a hospital to treat anyone who's injured.
Yes.
With rudimentary supplies, rudimentary methods. Their first hospital is bombed out. Several of their friends and colleagues are killed. And they actually find another building that they believe to be more safe and start again with a sincere desire to want to help their fellow citizens. And it's real tragic that, one, their story, but for this film, had really been, I think, suppressed by the governments involved
sure.
and by the media, because it's such an ongoing civil war and a struggle, and in Western culture so far away, we don't necessarily want to hear about it, and we don't necessarily.
Well, Mary, I tell you, I can't think offhand of another documentary that felt so real to me. Even to the jiggling cameras when she's just trying to catch with bombs exploding all over the place, little kids stepping outside and being killed by bombs. I mean, I've never felt as if I really understood what was happening in Syria. And I don't believe I mean, I know that we have withdrawn, and I can only guess what that means. The fact that we're no longer involved. I mean, who has a chance? Assad has been in power since 1971. Mm-hmm. My good Lord. So while I think we have some sense of what it means to be under despots for a few years, I think, my gosh, since 71, that is really depressing.
Well, I think what made the film really strong was it's not just a documentary about the impact of bombs and wars, but there's her real story of starting out as a student with all the dreams of youth that
yes,
one would
that's
have.
Yes, wonderful, yes.
And to see her start to document the revolution on her cell phone, basically. She wasn't even a journalist at that point or a
yep.
journalism
yes,
major.
Right,
she was
right.
a marketing major mm-hmm. and a freshman at the University of Aleppo. And she just feels compelled to bear witness to what's happening. And it's her story that envelops in that I
yes.
think makes this such a strong documentary, because it's so easy to identify with her. She's
yes.
falling in love. She marries the man she loves. Somehow in the midst of the Civil War, she finds a wedding dress, and he finds a tuxedo, and they get married
in friends of theirs' apartment.
And it's their story of trying to have a normal life and have the things that we take for
yes.
granted that happen in a normal life that really makes this so powerful, because you can identify with a victim of the war.
And so much a part of the war is a part of their lives. I remember the child asking for the story, which is about a little kid asking dad to tell a story about a little kid who was involved in the bombing. And,
yeah.
you know, it was such a weird story for a kid to ask for, but that's their life.
That's their life.
Now, there's
exactly.
one scene, Mary, that I think is you'll never see in any documentary that I have ever seen. That is so powerful. I was actually speechless at that point. And that is the C-section.
Oh, yes.
I've never seen anything like that.
And I think that's part of what made her witness and wanting us to witness the war.
Oh.
Extremely powerful. At one point, a woman who has been injured in a bombing, she was almost full term pregnant.
Yep.
And she is injured. They bring her into Hamza's hospital, and the staff worked so hard to save not only the mother, but the baby as well.
Yes.
And just the reality of removing this child
oh,
from the womb.
Holding it up. Full screen,
rubbing its back as hard as they can, providing CPR. And it's an extended scene. I mean, they do not cut
yes,
away from yeah, this.
I mean, and if you don't think this is artful, of course, it's a certain metaphor
yeah.
for their hope
yeah.
of bringing new life. But I cannot believe the doctor slapping the baby. When I'm looking at that baby is dead. And
yeah. they wouldn't give up.
They would not
they
give
would
up.
Not give up. They tried everything.
What a glorious scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not only difficult to watch, but it is lovely to watch.
Lovely to watch. And are we allowed to give away?
Sure. Oh, yeah. This is
documented. The fact that, yeah. So the boy's eyes do flicker. I think it is a boy, isn't it? I was so mesmerized.
Yes, I think
by
you're right.
Baby's
yes, it was. It
I
was.
Look at any other part
yeah,
of the baby.
Right. No, it was.
But the baby's eyes flicker just a little bit, and it gives the medical team hope.
And
they continue
yeah.
to try and save his life. And in the end, the mother and the baby are both saved, and in fact, are now living elsewhere and are okay.
Yeah, and our filmmaker's living in London.
Yes.
I believe with her husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even that journey, which the film ends with them having to evacuate Aleppo, and
yes,
what a heartbreaking
yes.
decision that is for them. They first go to Turkey, where their second daughter is born. But because she was born in Turkey, they don't have proper documentation to actually take
yes.
her to London with them. So they have to make the decision to leave their newborn in Turkey, I assume with family or friends, and go to London to get their paperwork. Because as with anything in a civil war, the normal institutions we take for granted break down. You can't get your birth certificate.
Right, right, right.
You can't get your passport or your visa. And so they have to take care of all of that as refugees and declared asylum. And 6 months later, they went back and were able to get their daughter, Taima.
Mary, the passage in the car out of Aleppo is as good as any thriller you have ever seen.
Absolutely.
As they have... They are facing
the reality of what they had to face
yes.
just in what's supposed
yeah.
to be a protected route out of what's being a fully evacuated city
oh.
is incredible.
Mary Urina, you and I are going on as we usually do.
We are.
And I think
it's hard not to because this film is just so powerful.
Yes. And there's another film out called The Cave, which is about female doctors in Syria, not Aleppo, but in Syria. And so we're gonna make sure that we get to see that.
Absolutely.
So Mary Urina, the film is For Sama. And what grade do you award it?
It's hard to even think of awarding a grade. That seems so
yes.
trivial to this, but I would give it just such a strong A, and I would encourage our listeners to seek it out, whether it's in the theater or it is streaming, to see this film, because it is... We need to bear witness to what Wad bared witness to and risked so that the story could be told.
I couldn't say it better. I agree with you. This is a solid A. Couldn't possibly even put a minus, even thinking of that.
Nope.
Great film For Sama.